USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Congress has sent a bill to the president's desk that will avert a federal government shutdown. It's a two-week government funding extension that was passed by the Senate and the House yesterday. Kevin Hart is stepping down as host of the Oscars because of homophobic tweets he's made in the past. Soon after Hart was announced as the host of the Academy Awards, someone shared tweets that Hart had made about 10 years ago, including those homophobic slurs. The Academy's not announced a replacement host. Hart says he's stepping down because he's sorry for what he tweeted in the past, and he doesn't want to be a distraction now. America's longest-serving death row inmate finally executed after 36 years. David Earl Miller chose to die by electric chair after his lawyers argued lethal injection would cause a torturous death. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.